Okay. We are, the last parsha left is Vezosa Bracha, so we're going to head towards there, even though it's in a couple of weeks. And there's a beautiful drasha from the Panovich Rav. This is brought in the three-volume biography by Rav Aaron Sorsky in the third chelek, in the beginning. And the Panovich Rav of Kahneman commented that we know in the Emosa Mashiach there'll be great wisdom, great chachma, great clarity, all wonderful things the Rambam describes in Hilchos Melachim about how the world's going to change in a natural way, but the same way, there'll just be a greater clarity and a greater understanding and a greater apex of what a human being can achieve. We say in the Yom Noraim, V'yadaka pa'ol ki ata pa'olto, V'yavin ki yatzur ki ata yitarto, that where each person's going to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, that Hashem is running the world, there's going to be no questions that Hashem is in charge. And that is certainly a very high level of wisdom, understanding, and certainly something we all want. But the Panovich Rav says, I want to tell you something, that really, there's an even higher level. There's something even more important than just the general clarity and world peace and all these things. There's something even more important that is going to come when Mashiach joins us. And we know that sometimes when a Gemara cannot come to a conclusion, and both sides cannot be figured out, so the Gemara will tell us, Teiku, which simply means that the discussion will stand until now. Somebody may come and figure it out later, but the two sides cannot be worked out at this moment. But we know, since that we are children, that since we are learning Gemara young in our years, we know that Teiku also stands for the Tishbi Yavo. Sorry, the Tishbi Yitaritz Kushas Ve'Abayas. So the Eliyahu Navi is going to come and answer up all the difficulties and the questions in the Gemara when he comes with Melech HaMashiach, to resolve all these difficulties that we have. So we see, says Rav Kahneman, that an important aspect of the coming of Mashiach and the announcing of Eliyahu HaNavi is that there's going to be greater clarity and deeper understanding of Limud HaTorah. That part of the coming of Mashiach is not just world peace, but part of the coming of Mashiach is that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and Mashiach is going to come, and our learning and our ability to learn and our ability to grasp the Torah and understand deeper areas of the Torah and strive higher in Torah will be improved with the coming of Mashiach. And with this he explains the Pasuk by the Bracha of Yehuda and Vezosa Bracha. Vezos liYehuda v'yomar, it will be to Yehuda and you'll say, Shema Hashem kol Yehuda, Hashem will listen to the voice of Yehuda, v'yamot to the anyone to his nation, he will bring them, Yadav Rav lo, even though his power is a lot, he has a lot of power, v'ezer mitzarev tiyah, but he's going to help B'nai Yisrael against our enemies. That's the Bracha, that Yehuda's going to be the king, they're going to be the Mashiach, and he's going to help Klal Yisrael out when there's difficulties. However, comes the Gemara Mavakama and Daf Tzadi Beis and totally flips the pasuk on its head and has a totally different understanding about what this bracha is for Moshe Rabbeinu in regards to Yehuda. The Gemara starts out that Yehuda, for whatever reason, had a punishment in this world, that the bones of Yehuda were being punished, they were rattling around in the Aron, and they weren't jointed together, and therefore there was some sort of punishment for Yehuda in this world as the bodies were coming to Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe davened for Yehuda, and that was fixed. And then the pasuk says, "Vayomer Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda." As our pasuk says, right, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Listen to Yehuda." What was happening? The skeleton was coming together, but the malachim didn't allow Yehuda to enter into the yeshiva shamala. Yehuda wasn't allowed to come learn Torah in the yeshiva where everybody else was in Shemayim. So Moshe said and davened on behalf of Yehuda, "Ve'alamot tevienu." Bring him into the Beis Medrash. Yehuda should be zocha to come learn in the Beis Medrash. And the tefillah was accepted. But when Yehuda came into the Beis Medrash, he couldn't follow what was going on. He didn't have the ability to follow the conversation. He wasn't holding in the sugya and the topics that were going on. So Moshe felt bad. So Moshe said, Yadav Ravlo, you should give him koach. He should be able to contend and fight and get involved in the debates in the Beis Medrash. But still, he couldn't come out halacha l'maisa. He couldn't get clarity. He could follow the sugya, but he couldn't get clarity and understanding of how the halacha was ending up in the yeshiva shomala. So Moshe said one more time, "Ve'ezim mitzarav tiyah, give him help against his enemies," meaning the people arguing with him in the Beis Medrash. Help Yehuda come out and have clarity to understand the sugya against the people he's debating with at the end of the day. So the Panovich Rav says, why is the Gemara so intent and so much stressing the idea that Yehuda was in a discussion about Limud HaTorah? Isn't the Pasha Pshad of the Pasuk enough, what Moshe Rabbeinu said, that there's going to be time and Yehuda is the king, and there's going to be Mashiach, and there's going to be Malchus Yisrael, Malchus Yehuda, And Yehuda's going to be on top and save Klal Yisrael from the wars and politically and economically and all these different things. Why does the Gemara have to bend backwards to say that it's really a discussion about Limud HaTorah and Yehuda's ability to learn Torah and the Melech HaMashiach's ability to connect to Torah? So it says the Panim Rav. Because the reality is that that is the true reality. The true reality is that the whole purpose of Melech HaMashiach is to bring us to a greater understanding of Limud HaTorah. The world peace is nice, and the greater wisdom in the world is nice as well. But the real essence of the Melech HaMashiach is to raise our ability, understanding, and to connect to Torah on an even deeper level, even more profound level than we have reached in our era. And he says this is the whole purpose, and this is really the Ratzon Hashem. And the Pashat Pshat in the Bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu to Yehuda is a Bracha in success in Limud HaTorah, in the role of the Melech HaMashiach, says the Panim Rav. That is the whole purpose. So I want to shtel tzu that the Panim Rav is saying to an Orach Chaim HaKadosh in the end of Bracious, where Yaakov gives his bracha to Yehuda. Listen to this. So the end of the bracha, there's a discussion about wine and the blood on the grapes, the whole issue over here about what's going to be with Yehuda when he comes, when Mashiach comes. Right to the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, and he quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, Ki galus Hashem, the last galus from the Gula come is going to come through the hand of Yisrael by mitzvahs esek haTorah. The Geula will only come. This Geula will end with the Limud haTorah. Vezula ze yisakev mevo. If there is no learning of Torah, it will suspend and push off the coming of Mashiach. Perish ki kocho shel hamelach hametzupa. The strength of the Melech haMashiach, which is called Shiloh, who bechinas esek haTorah, is through the learning of Torah. She is asku Yisrael beyena shel Torah. The reason why Yehuda is praised with his wine is because Torah is often compared to wine. Yehuda, as the Melech HaMashiach will come, through engaging in the wine of the yena shel Torah, that's what's going to bring Mashiach. And then the pasuk talks about uvedam anavim, the blood. Where's their blood coming from? If the time for the gula comes and we do not have enough wine, enough limud haTorah, perish ein b'no Torah, tihiyah ha'gula be'emtzos ol v'tokef ha'galus asher yitzir ha'umos Yisrael. Then Hashem will have no choice but in order to bring it through pain and difficulty and suffering if we don't have enough limud haTorah. Ki be'emtzos ha'yisur yizdekuaku nefshos a wild idea. The pain that comes through difficulties of the coming of Mashiach purifies us in the same way of learning Torah. And if we can't do it on our own through Limud HaTorah, then Hashem will purify us in another way. But, says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, Elo Shezu Malachto Na. But learning Torah is pleasant. Vezu Malachto Bilti Na. And the difficulties that come with pain and suffering are certainly not pleasant. So we see that even by Yaakov's bracha towards Yehuda, it's also about Mashiach coming with Limud HaTorah. The whole goal at the end of the day is to strengthen and to grow in Limud HaTorah. And this is what the Panim Rav is saying, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying as well. And the Panim Rav would always conclude the drasha by saying that the best thing we can do to be Metzapel Yeshua is to open a Daf Gemara. The best thing a person can do to show that we want Mashiach to come, and to show that we want Eliyahu Navi to come, and to answer all the kushas and abayas, all the problems, and to the best thing we can do to show that we want the Yenish HaTorah, the wine of Mashiach, the Limud HaTorah, is to open up a sefer, to listen to a shir, to increase our learning, to come out on a night before Sukkot, when there's much to be done, and to be mechazek ourselves. That is the best thing we can do for our wanting of the coming of Mashiach. That's the best thing we can do to hasten and bring the Melech HaMashiach, to bring Yehuda closer and closer, so that we can be zocha to sit in the Beis Medrash with everyone who came before us, and to learn Torah with all the Avos, and to all the Tzadikim and all the Chachamim, and to learn together after Tchiyas HaMeisim, B'mehir V'Ameinu. Amen.